Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. If you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. I'm so excited about the show tonight, and I know I say that about every show. I'm always excited about the shows, but I'm excited about the show tonight because this is the first A Look in the Community show that the Be Inspired with Michelle G show has happened. So I'm super excited about that because it's something that I've added to the show, and it's a little bit different, but like I told you guys before, I am really looking to be more involved in the community. So, my guest tonight is a community leader in the great town of Taber City, located in North Carolina, and I'm going to be bringing him on in just a few minutes, but I just want to tell you a little bit about him. Lamont Great. Lamont Great is happily married to LaShawn Great, and they are the proud parents of three sons, Rashawn, Christian, and Trayshawn Great, and the proud grandparents of Addison Great. He is employed with Southern Community and Family Services. He enjoys helping others, serving his community. Some of his community involvement includes he is Mayor Pro Tem of Taber City, North Carolina, and Executive Board Member of the Cape Fear Council of Government, a member of Taber City Lodge number 778, an advisor council member to Taber City Middle School. Lamont is one who is compassionate, genuine, humble, and always willing to serve. He can be humorous, believes in living, laughing, and loving. He believes when you put God first, everything else will fall into place. He finds greater balance in life through giving wholeheartedly to work, family, and serving. He believes in a strong work ethic, character, integrity, education, values a strong-knit family, and believes in one fully believing in himself. He is a well-rounded man who enjoys spending time with his family, sports, traveling, barbecuing, golfing, mentoring youth, and staying abreast of community and world news. He desires to give back to the community, has a passion for serving others, building a stronger community, and being a positive role model. The youth and elderly hold a special place in his heart. Through coaching, volunteering, and various outreach and mission activities, he reaches many people in a positive way. He loves to see others succeed and find purpose in life. He certainly believes in living life to the fullest. He is known for quoting, "Nothing but love." Hello, Lamont. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am so wonderful. I am so glad that you agreed to be on the show.
I am excited.
I am, too, because this is the first I revamped my show this year, and because I felt a pull to be more involved in and with the community, and I thought, what better way than to start with the community that I grew up in Taber City, North Carolina.
So that is awesome. But first, let me say congratulations to you and what you're doing. I think this definitely, your show is could be a great inspiration to all people.
Thank you. To God be the glory. I always say that God created this platform. He gave me this platform so that I can help others because I have a desire to inspire people, to motivate them, inspire them to their purpose, and I believe that God gave me this platform so that I can help others who normally wouldn't have a voice have a voice, and so that I can reach more, you know, because me being in ministry, I may not always get to travel across country, but this way, I can reach those who I need to reach. So
exactly.
I say, to God be the glory. To God be the
That's
glory.
Awesome.
Yes, I am so excited. I am, the hour's going to go by fast. It always does. So I'm going to jump right in. And you think people usually get nervous when they say, you and I got to talk for an hour. But trust me, by the time they get on the air, before they know it, it's time to close out. And it's like, oh. And that's why I never give questions really beforehand because I like for the show to flow like a conversation. So right. we just talk, because you never know how God, and sometimes God just intervenes and the show goes a whole nother way. So
awesome.
I never try to program it. I just try to just let it flow. But I am going to jump right in so that I can get everything in. Talking about community, I remember when I was younger, it seemed like the people in the community were more of a close knit. We actually looked out for each other. And what I've noticed in these days now, the communities today are completely different. I don't know if it's that way for you, but I don't think it's just like one neighborhood. I think it's all communities all over the world. Things have just changed. What are some of the differences that you've noticed in the communities today than when we were growing up?
I think it's, I kind of look at it both ways. I really feel like it hadn't changed that much. It's just the way people express themselves now. People tend to want to play it more safe now because there's so many things that could follow that's negative. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's kind of scary compared to what used to take place back when me and you was getting raised and, you know, the whole neighborhood came out and raised everybody on the street, you know?
Yeah.
But nowadays, people are a little nervous because they don't know what the backlash is going to be, you know, chastising someone else's child, you know. So it's just a little scary nowadays. So I think a lot of the folks, majority of the folks, still have the love in their heart, but it's just being safe about approaching, you know, whatever the situation may be.
Yes, and see, when you said that, it kind of leads into the next question, and you kind of touched on the next question. What do you think some of the things that have contributed to the change? Like you said, it's just the do you think it's more of, I know the younger generation don't see things as we used to see them. I know they have access to more than what we had. Do you think that's the biggest contributor to why things have changed?
By far, I don't think people, and I'm a big relations guy. I mean, I believe in relationships with everybody, bad and good. You need a relationship with folks. And I think we have lost that. People is texting now. They don't want to talk anymore. You know, even the family at home, we're texting. Everything has just got so busy, we don't have time for one another anymore. And I think that has played a big part into a lot of the lifestyles that are being lived in today's society. And it's you know, we don't laugh, we don't hug, it's just everything's got to be so protective now, which is understandable in certain cases, but for the most part, it's just not warm anymore.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just think it's, you know, if we could get back to the conversation, talking with folks, and actually and enjoying folks on that note. You know, everything is just the convenience of the internet now. Far as, you know, we don't talk, we either Facebook message somebody or you're trying to find a date online or just I'm just kinda old timey on some of that stuff. So I believe you asked the girl for a date, you know, in person.
Exactly. Instead of FaceTiming and Snapchatting, and I don't even know how to work Snapchat, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know how to work it. And I'm some of the things on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, but I mostly use it to, like, put inspirational things up there or to advertise my show. But other than that, there's some things up there I don't even know how to work. And I've been on there since, I think, 2009, and I still don't know how to operate everything. Because I'm just not, you know, it just doesn't take my whole life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And
you
got
to ask the kids how to do this stuff now. You know?
Exactly.
If it's something you don't know, ask the kids. They'll tell you.
Exactly. You have to ask the kids. And just like you were saying about the family, even with myself, I have a 15-year-old son, and even with communicating with him, you know, every answer he gives, and I don't know if it's just because of his, you know, his age and he's going through that phase, but every answer he gives is just like, just short. Just,
right,
you know,
right.
I can ask something and it's just like, yeah. you know, no elaboration. I'm standing there, and he's looking at me like, I answered you, so what else do you want me to say? You know, it's always just, you know, and I think it's just, like you said, it's just the day and age that we live in now, and it's just, you know, everything is just so technological. Everything is just technology. And even with what you were saying earlier about the whole community raised the children, and now you're even afraid. And it's the same way in church. Some, you know, people are even afraid to approach people's children in church. And, you know, when we were in church growing up, if you didn't sit down and do what you're supposed to be doing, anybody in the church can correct you, pop you, and make you sit down. But now you're afraid to even tell a child, you know, hey, sit down.
Because
you don't
exactly.
know the backlash. You don't know what's going to happen. And it's just scary.
I knew Mama could look at me, and I knew what time it was.
Exactly.
So,
see,
I wanted to
give me that look, and I knew to zip my mouth and sit down.
That's it, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, these kids, they not really feeling anything now. And I mean, it's a lot more good in the world than bad.
Yeah.
We just spend more time talking about the bad than we do the good. And that's what's making things. And then you make it it starts out as somewhat of a trend, then it becomes a style. And that's what people live on. They live on styles, personally, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of things are becoming a style, you know. Even if we get into leadership in our society now, you know, it's kind of no holds barred, and there's no respect, you know. We got to get back to respect, folks. I know,
exactly.
Say what you got to say what you feel, but be respectful about it. And that's where I'm at.
And see, everybody thinks, even the young kids think, that they can say whatever they want to say. And it's like, even in the schools, because I work in the school system, and I know that you work, you know, closely with the school system and everything. So, you know, it's like, you know, the kids, the teachers are afraid of the kids. The principals
exactly.
are afraid, you know, everybody's afraid. But the kids ain't afraid of nobody. the kids ain't afraid of nobody, you know. So it's like, you know, they're kind of, and it's strange because it was never that way for us, you know. We can be bold, and I used to get that paddle. I used to get that paddle, especially. I used to get it a lot because my mouth was rough. But when I got paddled, I didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? My mama didn't come up to the school, you know, pointing her finger and rolling her neck. You know, she knew if I got paddled, then I did something.
Right,
you
exactly.
I did something. But even now with the kids, you have to be so careful about even how you just say things, how you correct them. You can't tell them no. Well, I'm sorry. No, it's not going to hurt them to tell them no. Even in competition when it comes to sports and things, because I know you're big on sports. I know about making everybody feel good. But if you didn't earn it, why are you giving everybody a trophy? You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Because that's not teaching them life lessons. That lesson, that makes them feel like no matter what I do, I'm still going to get rewarded for it. That's not teaching them to earn anything.
Exactly. And I have been guilty of that just because I know some kids give all they got. And some may study as hard as they can, and they still get a C. So it's kind of like rewarding them on the level that they are, but yet still encouraging them, you know, to try to make that next step to be advanced. Everybody has disabilities, and I don't necessarily want to say disabilities, but everybody don't travel at the same speed. I guess I'll say it that way to be politically correct. everybody don't travel at the same speed, so. Sometimes we got to be careful how we reward, just as you're saying, because if you give everybody the same pay and nobody's working the same, yes, that could be a problem. So they need to be able to learn, you know, if I do this, if I get these credentials, it could put me in this place or it could put me in that place. But, you know, so, and I understand it on both sides. You don't want to reward and cripple the person, but at the same time, you don't want to neglect the effort that they made because they may be giving their best. You know what I mean?
Yes, you're right. You're right. I can see that.
I kind of look at it both
sides.
Ways.
Yeah, I can. I can see it on both sides. And, you know, with that, I think, you know, give a first, second, and third place. You know what I mean? Like we used to get.
Right, exactly.
Not every, you know, that way, you know, if you know, you can work a little bit harder to get the second place. And you can work a little bit harder to get the first place. You know what I mean? But when you, you know, I see it both ways. You're right. I do see it both ways because that's just like raising children. When you raise your children, they're all raised in the same house. They all have the same, you know, foundation. You raise them all, but each one of them are different. Whereas one child may be, you know, you may know, okay, that child is getting C's. That's their capability. And that's okay because I know that they're doing all they can do. But this child is not going to get, you know, I'm not going to accept C's from this one because I know they're capable of A's and B's.
Right.
Yeah. So I
think you need to look at
every
person as that person, not as everybody, because everybody's not the same. We're unique. Everybody's unique. So I think people need to be treated that way, unique. If we want to be broad about things, just be fair. But be fair to analyze people where they are to get them where you want them to go. You know, so instead of, you know, sometimes we put people. We give them, and I don't want to say not give them high standards, but we put them in a place that sometimes it stresses them out, and that's when they rebel or fall short or whatever. They feel like they can't do it. So we got to make sure that if we're going to push them to that place, we got to make sure we're encouraging them too along the way. And that's getting back to the village and everybody working together. That's the importance of relationship. I say relationships in school, working with kids. I know partnerships is a very important thing. If you don't have a partnership with that parent, and it's almost like you got to teach that child, but you got to find some way, because you're the one, the hired professional. You got to find a way to connect with that parent also so that y'all can reach the common goal, and that's seeing that child succeed in life. That's my ultimate goal, is to see them succeed. It's not about the trophies. It's not about those things. I want that child to be able to come in. When they're young, we work with Head Start children. That's 3 and 4 year olds, and even younger if you can work with them. We got to implant something in these children that they're able to think for themselves. Because life is going so fast now, you don't have time. I mean, I think even through school, if you don't get the learning process down, you ain't going to have time when you start rolling through school, because most of it is memorization.
Mm-hmm.
You just got time to memorize for the test coming.
Exactly. So there's a lot of tests.
Right, exactly. So if you had time to you know, to create that in their mind where they learn to do things for themselves and think for themselves. And if you don't give them that kind of base, I just think you kind of setting them up to fail.
Yes. And you know what? And everything, just like, you know, what you said, relationship is key. And that's the way it is in the Bible. Everything is in relationship. You have to have a relationship with God. Relationship between husband and wife is built on relationship. And if you have that relationship, and I'm going to touch on this, and we're going to jump into leadership because you are a leader in the community. But I wanted to touch on this because what you said about, you know, finding a relationship, you know, finding a way to communicate and have a relationship with the parent. A lot of times we don't understand that, you know, we say it all the time about our kids, and it's true, because you don't know when a kid comes in and they have a nasty attitude and all this stuff, and they always, you know, stuff is always going, you don't know what that child has dealt with before they got there. So you always have to consider that. But then at the same time, when you meet that parent, we have it set in our mind, well, they ain't taking care of their child. You may not know what that parent is going through. That parent may be a single parent, or even if they're married, maybe the wife or the husband just left. They may be struggling, don't know how they're going to feed their children, and that puts a lot of stress on the parent. So I think sometimes as educators, when that parent comes in, think about, okay, wait a minute, I don't know what this parent is going through. So don't let me approach them like they're not doing a good job. Let me find a way. The same way we have to look at our kids, like that child may come in, they may be hungry. that they didn't eat all night. You know, same way we have to look at that with our children, we should look at that way with the parents as well. We don't know what they're dealing with on the outside. Because I know some days, and I've had to repent, that I've had a rough, because I was dealing with my own personal stuff, and I let it come out, you know, in the wrong way, and I had to go back and apologize, and I had to repent. I've since learned, you know, okay, you know, how to put whatever issue, you know, I may be dealing with aside for the moment, but we're all human. So I know what it's like, you know, and that first impression, you know, you snap off on somebody, and knowing me with my mouth, I'll go up one side of you and come down the other. So, you know, I've had, you know what I'm saying? And if that's the first impression you got of me as a parent, then you're going to say, okay, that's why that child got that attitude to get the mama, you know?
Right.
It was all because I had so much pressure on me outside of there that was the last thing I needed to deal with because I got to figure out how, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. So, you know, you're right. Relationships is key. Everything, relationships in family, relationships in church, relationship with the children, relationships in school with parents is key to everything, finding a way to have that relationship.
And I think it opens you know, sometimes you don't know a person have a problem or having a problem until they tell you they're having a problem. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not in the mind reading business or psychic or prophet or none of that. So you got to let me know where you're at. So once I can find your location, then I might do something.
You know what I mean? I like the way you put that. When I can find your location, I like the way you put that. And I'm gonna let you know now. I tell a lot of my guests when they say things that I like, you know, like it, I catch on to it. I may use that in the future. So if you hear me repeat it, don't be offended.
You are so welcome. I'm on your show. I love it.
I may use that. If I can find your location, that's what I'm talking about. You know, and see, that's some of that what they don't understand, that's some of that down home. And I think that this ties into what we're talking about. All this busyness and busyness, that is why sometimes it's good to have that down home, small, not big, busy city, but small country, just peaceful feel.
I totally agree.
Which brings me to Tabor City, North Carolina.
Wow.
And yes, because the quietness, you know what I mean? And like I said, I know there's issues in every town. So we talk about why we think that, you know, things are going on in the community. So we're not going to dwell on the negativity of that. We're getting ready to talk about the positive part. So the negativity, because, you know, there's stuff that goes on right in my community, you know, and, you know, so that's everywhere. I believe that as a community leader, you play a very big role. And how important do you think it is as a leader to know those that look at you in that role, like the people and the people of the town? How important is it for you to know them and to know what they need? Like, you know, because you see these community leaders all the time, but they have the title, but they don't really get involved.
Exactly.
How important is it for you to be, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that that's part of what the issue is. We have all these leaders, but nobody's getting involved. They just got the title. But I see you all the time. I see, you know, I see different things that people post on Facebook, and you're there. You're accessible. So how important is it, you think it is, for the people to know who you are, to know you, and for you to know the people?
I think the way you're saying it now is really the answer to the question. They know who you are, not your title, because people tend to respect people or treat people a certain way just because of they related to this person or they have this title or what have you. I've never been big on the titles. You might not even know my position in the town if you just didn't know me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I try to, that's what I say with campaigning and all that kind of stuff. I don't think you wait till a month before November to start going out talking to folks. You got to live a certain way. It should become a lifestyle for you so people can see who you really are. Don't tell me something today and tomorrow you're a different way. I need to know who you are. I appreciate the people that don't like me, but I'd rather they be that way consistently, you know, so I know who I'm dealing with. Exactly. I'm not going to let them control my happiness or how I treat them or anything. It's just, but I would like to. It helps me by knowing who they are, so I don't have to offend them no more than they already may be offended.
Exactly.
By my presence. You know what I'm saying? So let me know who you are. If we would learn to see who people are and make ourselves accessible to, so that people can understand who we are, and if we live that way, I think we have most of it figured out anyhow. Political wise, I say people ask, "Oh, you a politician?" You know, the word politician sounds very negative, especially nowadays.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So a small town politician got to work real hard now. But but I think they're missing what a politician is in far as politics altogether. I think it's just a mere relationship. There's no one power or all power that a politician possesses. It's all about resources. Building, it goes right back to relationships. Well, as a politician, it's someone that could make relationships with the right people to get you what you need. People make good relationships, people make bad relationships. If they're bad politicians, maybe it's because of the relationships they made while they were there. If it's good politicians, it's got to be because of the relationships they made while they was in that business, you know, if we want to call it a business. You just got to, I think we need to focus more on the character. I'm not going to do anything to a child or an adult or a senior that's not me. I got to bring it the way Mont bring it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So if I could be myself, I think I'm more authentic in doing whatever I need to do. That's why my job, I tend to feel that it's tough sometimes, but really it's easy because I get to be myself. I cut the crazy, you know, a lot of people, that boy right there, I don't know. But they know who I am. I'm consistent. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if I could,
yes.
and if I could keep the man upstairs on my side and stay consistent, whether people like me or not, at least they'll know who I am, and they'll approach me that way, you know. So that, and as far as leadership go, I think that's what they call, or what I would call, real leadership, is knowing that person for real. And that would inspire me as I look towards people that I call leaders. You know, we got plenty of dictators, you know. People use those titles just to make you move or make you do this or make you do that. I mean, there's enough of that going on in the world. What about working together? When we going to get back to those things?
Yes. And if you could see my face right now, I got the biggest smile on my face. And I'm going to tell you why. Because as you were talking, I thought about myself in a lot of ways, because, and in my mind I'm thinking, it's got to be a Tabor City thing. It's got to be being able to be raised in that small town environment, because some of the things that you were saying about being yourself, you being consistently being Lamont, and showing, you know, people know, you know what I mean, being consistent. And I think about myself, and the reason it made me think about myself is because, you know, I wear different hats, just like you have many different hats. But but the one thing people can say about me is that regardless of what hat I have on, I'm still Shell. Now, whether I am in my office at the school, whether I am in the pulpit, whether I'm on the radio, I'm still Michelle. My character don't change like that. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
When you were saying that, it was like, okay, that's the one thing. And I love, and I think it was because we grew up the way we did. We're okay being different. We're okay not fitting in the crowd. We're okay with just being who we are. And that's something that I've said for so many years. It took me some time because you know how when you're growing and you're bumping and, you know, you're trying to figure your way out. I tried fitting in. but it never worked for me. Because I, and then as I got older, I realized it's not working, Shell, because that's not who you are. Just be your unique self. Be your unique country self. And that's what I, and once I started being me, started falling into place. So when you were talking about that, I was just, I was smiling from ear to ear. I said it must be how we were raised in our small but big town of Tabor City, because we have that mentality that we don't have to be like everybody else. We could just be
ourselves. Exactly.
And that made me smile so big just now. The whole time you were talking, I was just grinning because I can relate. And that's why I say it's a small town, but big things come in small packages. There's a lot of great in Tabor City. There's a lot of, you know, I used to say itty bitty Tabor City. You blink your eye, you miss the whole thing, you know.
Right.
But but there's much there.
I think you heard it on your show, though. You were saying that big things come in small packages sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's you're exactly right. And there's a lot of warm people in Tabor City and the surrounding areas. Columbus County is a warm area. You know, I think we tend to follow, like I said, we get caught up with these trends and then they become a style. So the style is sometimes is that there's nothing there. And when people say that enough, that implants in certain people, you know, that's maybe trying to find their way. And if they're trying to find their way and that's all you giving them as direction to get to where they're going, you know, where they're going. You're not giving them nowhere to go. So we got to give people something more. You know, I don't care how bad the situation is. There's some good somewhere. You know, and I think it's a lot of warm people. I was somewhere talking one time, and I told them, I said that, you know, we are a town that we got to look at the glass as half full, not half empty.
Yeah.
It's enough that we're talking about this negative. When we're going to talk about the good stuff, just like your show today, and I'm still cool to be a part of something, that talking about something good, because all you hear is bad. And I, you know, sometimes just hearing bad all the time just ain't good for you. You know, I'm in that business, so I think, you know, God has made me immune to it. But, you know, it's just, I like for you to be direct, let me know what's going on, so give me something to work towards. So, and I like a challenge. So that's good in my line of business. So I got to go find these resources. I got to make relationships with the people. So it keeps me going. But at the same time, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy it when it's done, when I can complete something. I'm not saying I have completed a lot, but when I can complete something, when you look back, you forget about all the bumps, scrapes, and bruises along the way. You just see what you completed, you know, and usually somebody will come along and say, good job, that was nice, you did that, you know, but even if they don't, you know, I guess scriptures say sometimes you got to encourage yourself.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, even in this business, you know, sometimes you lose a lot of people. That's just like you becoming closer to God and trying to establish your relationship with Him and then getting all these things going. Sometimes there's things in your life that just got to, you know, you just got to pull those things off because they're not a part of where you're going. Or, you know, I always ask the question to myself, what is my purpose?
Mm.
And that, a lot of people, you know, it's times when I don't know what am I supposed to be doing. You know, so if we can never figure out our purpose in life, then we know where we're going.
Yes.
That's what, it's all about locating it. I got to locate who I am. I locate what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, we go through jobs because we just need money right now. But if you can never find your purpose, then you can reach whatever goal you're trying to reach. Because the goal you might be trying to reach, it might not be who you are.
I love it. I love it because I'm so big on purpose. I'm so big. I love inspiring people to their purpose. You know, giving them those key questions to make them think, okay, what is it that I'm passionate about? What is it that, you know, and then, you know, seeking God and then getting quiet so you can hear him. You know, and once you when you find out what your purpose is, your life looks a whole different way. You look at life a different way. You approach life a different way. You live life a different way. You no longer just do things just to be doing them. Everything you do is intentional. Everything you do is intentional because you know that you know, and your purpose. And your purpose, at the end of the day, whatever God has purposed you to do, whether, you know, is writing books or whether it's, you know, being a leader in the community, whatever it is that he has purposed you to do, when you're doing it, he's going to get the glory.
Exactly.
He's going to get the glory.
I mean, you got to ask yourself, Michelle, when we was walking them halls at Tabor City High School, did you realize that we would be here today having this conversation?
I had no idea.
So it's funny how life and the roads it'll take sometimes. Because, I mean, whether I was crazy and you were serious or you was crazy and I was serious, either way, you know, who knows? Because there was a lot of crossroads, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But look where we are.
And we
might not be where we want to be, but we probably not where we used to be either. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's a funny thing traveling. You know, the best thing about traveling and moving in life is if you sit still, maybe nothing's gonna happen. But you're not gonna learn or see anything either.
Exactly.
You got to move, so you're going to deal with some things, but at the same time, you're going to learn something along the way.
Exactly.
You're going to learn something along the way. I know in school, you know, you work. I remember getting my first job working, was tying sheets in tobacco. I don't think I ever been built for working in the tobacco field, but, I tied the sheets. But you learn, you had to start working with people. You start having to listen to certain things. You know what I mean? And it just kind of, it was a discipline and everything that took me on the road that I'm on right now. You know, I mean, plus, you know, your home raising too. But it's just, I've been around a lot of great people that have taught me a lot in my life. It wasn't that I had to spend a whole lot of money to go to a seminar or a workshop. I learned way back working at the grocery store, bagging grocery. Just, it was all about, and there again, relations. That was for me. I know a lot of my buddies, they worked in restaurants and still cooking and stuff. I wasn't that type. I like to run my mouth. So I had the opportunity. I was blessed. I could bag groceries. I get to talk to all the customers. You know what I mean? So things may be setting up right then. I had a supervisor at that time that, you know, I enjoyed all of them, and I was blessed that they shared knowledge with me. Right on to my past job, I mean, I met a lot of people. I worked at Summer Home Furniture. I love those folks there. And anywhere I go, I try to establish a family. I'm part of Southeastern Community Family Services now. I love all those folks. We get crazy sometimes, but, you know, it's family. It's like that with family. You know, so you're going to have your disagreements and different things going to happen, but there again, what is your purpose? Where are we trying to go? Where are we trying to go?
Exactly.
So as long as you can figure out where you're trying to go and your purpose, you'll be able to take some of the criticism along the way. You'll be able to deal with some of the things that's not so pretty along the way. Because if not, you'll give up. You give up if you don't know where you're going. Sometimes people got to see. Exactly. We got to see where success is. What is? A lot of people don't even know what success is. What is success? You know what I mean? Some people don't know. Well, I got to have a lot of money. Well, a lot
that's
of money
not,
ain't everything.
It's not.
You know, so you got. I mean, I want to be happy along the way, and I have tried to live a life. I kind of used that, and you read it in my little bio there. And I got to say, when you was reading it, I don't know, my wife must have put that together because I was almost saying it. I might be on the wrong show. but establishing those families throughout life, you know, and I try to live away, and I use that motto, nothing but love. I just believe in loving people. It is not so much. I'm not responsible for how they treat me. I'm only going to be held responsible for how I treat them. So, and that's where I try to keep my focus, you know. And I have to catch myself sometimes. I'm kind of like you. Sometimes I ain't happy about what's being presented to me. And I want to bring it from deep down and give it right to them. But, you know, Michelle, in the position you are now, even though we're on radio, people looking at you. You know, they're watching you. They're watching your moves. And there's somebody might be counting on you succeeding to help them reach what they would consider you to be success. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, we got to be mindful and careful of the things we do. Because there's people looking at us. When I ran, I said, you know, there's two things that really matter to me, as far as in a worldly way. And that's young people and old people. That's not to excuse the ones in the middle, but I feel like the ones in the middle, if they would pay attention, they could be the strong ones that actually carry it from one place to the other. You know, so the young kids, they counting on us to make these bridges so they'll be able to walk across one day. Well, our seniors, they done lived a life. They made some beds for us to be able to. They laid some bridges for us to cross. But where I feel like we're coming up short sometime now is that we're not following the things that was laid out for us to help our next generation to be able to succeed. We turn these bridges down that somebody above us built for us to be able to come across. You know, they built those bridges. So they were down in the mud, in the grind, in the ditches. They were building these bridges for us. So, I mean, for us to stop, I mean, that's slack on our part. You know, for us to stop, then we ask, what's going on in the world today? It's not the president that's going on in the world today.
No.
It's not his leadership. It is not Republicans. It's not Democrats. It's not these things that we want to label. It's us, the people.
Yeah.
The people got us go back to building these bridges, I'm going to say. And like I say, nothing but love. And I know people, you know, people love the right thing. People can love the wrong thing. You know, sometimes we can love things that don't love us back. But,
sure. I've been there myself.
You know? So we just need to get focused. And don't be distracted by the sideshows. You know, and I know it's a circus out there, but don't be distracted by the sideshows. If not, you might miss the main event, I would say.
I just love it because I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, wow, it's just the way you word things. It has this wisdom about it. It has this wisdom about it, and a person doesn't even have to, they don't even have to, like, meet you face-to-face, that even over listening to this conversation that we're having, they can feel the love that you have just for people in general. Feel the love because it comes through everything you say. You can tell the love and the wisdom that you use because I would have never looked at it the way you just broke it down about the younger generation and the older generation and the people in between. That I would have never saw it that way, but that to me is wisdom. And I believe, you know, because you had those conversations with people, because you listened, you know, like we used to listen to the elderly when they were talking and they were trying to tell us something we want in such a hurry to get somewhere or go somewhere, we would sit and listen. And because you had those conversations, all that built all that wisdom. And you're taking that same wisdom and you're just sharing it with other people. And I think it's just awesome because just hearing you talk, like I said, a person don't even have to see you or meet you face to face. They can just feel the love in everything that you say and know that it's genuine. And that's the key thing. It's genuine. It's not put on. It's not something that you're faking. You can tell that it's genuine love, that it comes from your heart, that you truly love people. Because everything you said, you always come back to the same thing. There's good in everything. And the way the world is right now, a lot of people can't say that. A lot of people don't say that. But
right.
you said it. And
right.
everything that you said, you always came back to, you know, there's bad, but then there's good in everything. You always look at the positive. And I think that that's just an inspiration. That's an inspiration to me. Because sometimes, even with me, you know, dealing with, you know, just life in general, sometimes you get kind of, you know, you get kind of, you know, down about it sometimes. But you've given me something to look, you know what, even though this is this way, let me see if I can find the silver lining in this cloud. Because there's got to be one. And that's
exactly.
what you've inspired me tonight. You've inspired me to be able to say, okay, from now on, let me look at it this way. Even though the situation is a little bit gloomy, there's got to be some good in here somewhere. Let me find the good. And now I see why Paper City got you in the, you're in the position that you are in. Because it shines all through you. It just shines all through you that you are genuine and that you really care about them and what goes on in the town of Paper City.
You better stop it. You're gonna make me cry.
But it's the truth. That's why I say it. See, this is why I like my show to flow like it is. Because we've had just great conversation, and people have gotten to hear. And you know, the show is nationwide, so it's heard all over the United States, Canada, and believe it or not, 50% of my listeners in Norway, a big percentage of my listeners are in Africa and in the Russian Federation, actually. So it's heard
wow.
all over.
So,
wow, you know, they're hearing
love.
Exactly. They're hearing, you're spreading all that love all over everywhere. And I think it's just wonderful. It is wonderful. I think I'm blessed to be able to sit down. I'm humbled and blessed to be able to have this conversation with you. I would have never known that you and I would have been having this conversation all these years later.
Exactly.
I would have never known.
Exactly.
But you know what? It was all in God's plan.
There you go.
All in God's plan. Now, I do want, let's see. Oh, go ahead. You go ahead, because I like to hear you talk, because you'd be talking some good stuff. Go ahead.
With all those crossroads, we still wind up here. You know what I mean? So it's just, yeah, exactly.
It's just a wonderful thing that lets you know that, you know, even from childhood, even things that just happen, you never know that every, you know, because God, he knows our end already. So, you know, everything, we never look at it as, you know, everything is being orchestrated. Like you said, you know, even when you were communicating at your job, talking to people bagging groceries, that was setting you up for where you are now. You know, you never know. It's all, you know, it's all orchestrated together. And it just, you know, I can go off on a tangent because, you know, God is just so awesome and how he operates and how he puts everything together. I wanted to see, wanted you to tell the listeners, because just like I said, time goes by fast. It's already almost 7:20.
Wow.
See how fast that went by? Yes. And we just had a good old conversation, like we were standing in the grocery store, just talking.
Back in your grocery.
I know that.
Mama said I had a face for radio.
There you go. There you go. And this may be more than just opening up. You know, because like I said, you don't know who's listening. Because there's a lot, you know, there's people listening all over, and you never know. And I just believe, like I said, I just I'm glad that God laid it on my heart to start getting involved in the community and to talk to the community leaders, because there may be things, and another reason why I believe that God laid it on my heart to do this is because, you know, there may be, you know, like you said, finding the resources. There may be something that you may, you know, you may need, and somebody may hear, oh, hey, wait a minute, I got what they need, so let me get in contact with them. You know, but they never know, you know what I'm saying, on a broader sense. You never know, because you never know who's listening. But I do want you to tell the listeners about some of the good things that Tabor City has to offer, and things that may be upcoming for Tabor City, that some events that you guys may have coming up, you know, just the good things, some good things that they can come and experience in Tabor City.
Well, one of the great things I think most people like down south is, you know, they like to be able to eat, you know.
Yes,
so, Lord. A lot of restaurants and stuff we have here, you know, people just grow up the hometown Todd House, and I got friends that's actually becoming entrepreneurs and starting small, and with all a sense of direction, I know they're going to become big at what they're doing. I mean, with wings and I mean, it's recreational things to actually do. You know, it's always room to expand, and we're working on that. Like I said, you know, my focus is the youth and the seniors. Got I think we, you know, they kind of look at the town as being more of a retired town. It's a little quiet. So it's kind of one of those places where you come to lay back, you know, to finish up your time. And then there's a lot of opportunity that we're trying to get created. But I think one of the biggest, you know, we lose a lot of factories and stuff now. Textiles and all that stuff is kind of gone.
Yeah.
But you take the Atlantic Corporation, and I think they have really, and that's one that has came home to create something. His dad did it, Mr. Horst Carter, and Mr. Rusty. He actually took the bull by the horns, and he kept expanding when he could have, and he's in several different places and countries, but he actually expanded in Tabor City and continued to expand. And really building a base of employment for a lot of folks around here. And, you know, everybody don't want to go to college. And I don't know that, because everybody may not be built for college. You know what I mean? That life. Some people are just skilled workers and just want to go, and they can be just as successful at that. You know, sometimes you'll find folks that didn't go to college that wind up hiring the ones that did. You know,
exactly.
It's one of those things sometimes, but and don't get me wrong, I believe in education. I believe in early education. I just you know, even late education, just don't get it too late.
Exactly.
As long as you get it, I say. But I believe, you know, life is the best education you're gonna ever get. And then for the town here, I think the best thing about this town is that majority of the people are here to see it grow. I think if we'll set a presence that people that leave Tabor City, because sometimes, like I said, remember the styles and remember the trends and stuff. A lot of times our kids say, I can't wait to get out of here. I'm going to college and I'm going to move off somewhere. Where they go off, and we have a lot of successful people that come out of Tabor City, but what happens is they don't come back to help the town grow. And I understand there's some obstacles in the way, but at least seeing the resources back. Don't forget about Tabor City. Don't forget about, because I truly believe that Tabor City is a place that you can call home and be proud of it. You know, I know everything's not perfect, and we got a ways to go. But I believe if we would enjoy one another and build together, we'll get a lot more done.
Yes.
So, you know, retail and stuff, a lot of that stuff is not the same, because, you know, it's hard for mom and pop stores to kind of compete with all the things that's out there now. But you know, if the relationship is right, you know, I believe brick and mortar could still stand.
yes, I love
because
it.
It's a thing where, you know, if people say what they want to say, they don't have to call my name. But it make you feel special when you walk in a place and they say, hey, Miss Michelle, or hey, Miss McGee, or hey, Lamont, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
In the first name basis, that's fine with me. I feel like that's where we all are. And I think everybody is equal. We may not be looked at that way, but I think everybody has an important role to play. And I believe that everybody has a purpose in life.
Yeah.
If you're here, you got a purpose. It's just that
that's
we got to pull our various purposes together to reach that common goal. And that's success for everybody. In order to get that success, we're going to have to pull together. And we're going to have to continue to build these bridges. I mean, you got things like racism. That's alive and well. We know that.
Yes.
But we don't have to let racism dictate who we are as a this people or that people. I don't care what color you are. Let's work together. If somebody saves you from a car, you think you're going to look to see what color they were? No, you the wrong color. Put me back. No. Save me.
Exactly.
So
save me.
We gotta quit. You know, differences is good. If everybody got the same thing, we ain't gonna necessarily get the job done because everybody ain't or not. And you got to see that. But that's why bless me with all the pearls and all that kind of stuff because the words sometimes ain't English with my thing. You know that, Michelle. I'm just a country boy, but sipping on sweet tea. We just had a chamber event. And they was toasting us out with sweet tea. You know, we love sweet tea around here. But that's it. But it's just being able. And I think the best thing about our town is the people. If we lose the people, what good is the town? I don't care what we have to offer. And I can name every business in this town, but would that do any good without the people? You got to have the people, and to me, that's what you build on. You build on the people that leave. If you don't come back, send something back that can help somebody else. If we would network that way, look how many people you're reaching on the radio show. This is a beautiful thing. It's ways to connect places that you may not be able to go sometimes. You know, so if we would do that and bridge our differences, I think in the end, everybody will be able to kind of hug and look back and smile about what was accomplished. And the kids that are coming behind us, I think somewhere down in them, they'll respect what we did for them and they will be grateful for it by showing us, not just telling us. We want them to do things to show us they appreciated us, not always saying it. Saying it is good now, I mean, you do appreciate those things, you know. But I always say appreciation good. You know, I like to appreciate things, not depreciate. We want to be of value. So if we would actually start building those bridges that way, wherever we are, you might can't reach those folks in Africa. But this way you can. Who knows if it's something being said today that's going to give them that one thing they was missing. There might have been one word that gave them what they was looking for to actually just put them in a place that they realize, you know what, that's what I was looking for, confirmation. That could give them some confirmation of what they was thinking about, what they was looking to do. It might just be that thing to give them that extra little boost. You know, our town, we got the railroad track running straight through the town. You remember that. Our town looked at this side of the track or that side of the track. Well, it is what it is. But tell me this, why couldn't both sides of the track be great places to be?
Absolutely.
You know, so let's not build one area. Let's not build one thing. Let's get together, even if it's going to take some time, and let's work to build everything that we can possibly build that's going to be good for the future. But now, and I believe history is everything, because if you don't know where you came from, you ain't going to know where you're going.
Absolutely.
So we need all three, past, present, and future. And I mean, if you ain't planning on living, understandable. Don't worry about it. But if you're planning on hanging around, let's find our purpose and start working towards something. I mean, I'm looking at 3- and 4-year-old kids every day through the week. And you wouldn't believe the conversation that some of these kids can have with you as an adult. Sometimes you look at them and say, "Oh, now how is this kid able to conversate with me on this note?" I know some kids that have better or more intelligent conversations with you than adults will.
Yes.
You know, so it's, and I like children because they're honest.
If your nose
is big, Mr. Great, your nose is big. Why your nose so big? You know? That's cute. But they honest. At least I know who they are. Remember,
exactly.
I said I could go to their location now. I know who they are. I know where they at.
So exactly. You know,
if they're honest, I mean, politics and that world, you know, we always talk about we're going to go do lunch and do all this stuff. And we don't really care about each other like that. I ain't got time for no lunch and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if we get the relationship right, it won't matter about the lunch. Just enjoy the moment where you're at.
Enjoy the moment where you're at. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I think that's it. Pretty much in a nutshell. I don't know how detailed I was with the town. The town is growing. I think we're in a good place. And as far as the future coming, and I'll just sum it all up, but as far as the future coming, we're looking to make our town a place where people would want to come and see. What's that in Tabor City? Well, let's go see. Put something there that could create a little curiosity, so that they would want to come to Tabor City and see why are these people so happy with one another. If we can get to that place, we can draw people into town. We can create more businesses. We can pull and put hands together and continue building these bridges so that we can cross places nobody ever been able to cross before. So if we would do that, and I go back to relationship, location, all of those little things. If we would go back to doing that, I believe we'll get to where we need to be. Look, somebody built the bridge for me, because look at me now. I'm on the Michelle Gee Show. I'm on the Michelle Gee Show.
I love it.
So thank God for the ones that built bridges for me.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I absolutely love it. And I want to thank you for being on the show.
It was truly a pleasure. Truly a pleasure. Michelle, you continue doing what you're doing. And to all the people out there listening, if some of them family, whatever, everybody listening, thank y'all for what y'all have done for little old Lamont. He's still little old Lamont, just trying to accomplish big things that's going to benefit us all. It's always, always service above self. And Michelle, that's what I try to live by.
Wow. I'm telling you, I said it earlier, and I won't get mushy because I don't want to make you cry. But you have really inspired me. Because your conversation and just, like I said, just the love. And like you're right, it's not about title. It's not about any of that. It's not about having your name called. But there is something good about when I do go to Tabor City, when I'm down there and I'm in town and I hear somebody say, "Hey, Shell," that makes me feel good because I know that whoever that was, without even turning around, they know me. You know, because they call me Shell. So I turn around automatically with a smile because I know whoever that was that said Shell, they know me. And it makes me feel like automatically I'm like, okay, I'm home. So it's something about that feel. When, you know, that show that used to come on Cheers, I want to go where everybody knows my name.
There you go.
It's that kind of thing. It's that kind of feel. And when I go and I see the people, you may not have seen them in 10, 15 years. But when you see them, you know who they are, and they know who you are. And when you hear your name called, you know you home. And that's what Tabor City is for me. Tabor City is my home. And like I said, I talking about community, there's no better community than the community I grew up in. Because that community helped shape, form, and helped create Michelle G. It helped create who I am now. It gave me part of the foundation that I now stand on to be able to stand on this, to be on this air talking to all these other people. That built my foundation. That was part of what went into the foundation I stand on now. Tabor City is part of my character. Tabor City is the reason I can stand and have dreads in my hair and not worry about whether I have on red bottom heels or have a $300-$400 purse. Tabor City is the reason for that. That I know that same money that I was spending on $300-$400 purse, I can take that money and I can help somebody in the community because of Tabor City, because of my home. So
exactly.
That's why I chose to put Tabor City as the first a look at the community. And it won't be the last time that someone from Tabor City will be on this show because there are great people in Tabor City, the great things that come out of Tabor City, and you're right. When you leave, even if you don't go back to live, send the resources. Use what resources you have to help.
Exactly.
I really do thank you so much, Lamont, and I will be contacting you because you're a great speaker. You know that?
Hi, Shell.
You're a great speaker, so maybe we can do something else. You know, in Tabor City, maybe we can promote and do something in Tabor. You know what I mean? To bring some more attention to Tabor City. You know what I mean? Maybe we can collaborate and do something else. You know, you never know. So you know, thank you. Thank you. And I say it all the time, and I'll continue to say it. People don't have to do anything. People don't have to be nice. People don't have to do anything. And when they do, you should be grateful, and you should always at least say thank you.
I just want to let you know I am grateful as well. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. And thank you for just entrusting me with your listeners. You know, it lets me know where I'm at with you. To even give me this opportunity and trust me with your audience. So I appreciate that opportunity also. So thank you so much as well. I mean, it's been a privilege and an honor. Thank you for thanking a little old me down here in the country to give me the opportunity to be on the Michelle G Show. And since Michelle gets you up, the Shell G Show.
Thank you. I'm going to close out.
But I have really enjoyed speaking with you
and talking.
And just like you said, we had a conversation. It's family. You know we go way back. So thank you for giving me the opportunity. And keep doing what you're doing. I'll be inspired on your show here. That's what we got to do, inspire people. Let people know that they're more than where they at, too. You know, find them where they at. Let them know they're more than where they're at.
Yes, exactly. I got all those quotes written down. I got a list of them. Some of them I didn't take out right now, but I wrote them down. But you'll see them because you'll see them on my Facebook page. So don't worry. And I make
you better be careful with that Looney Tunes up there.
I'll give you credit, time I use it. But after that, you no longer get the credit.
Well, I was a daggone. I didn't even get no copyright. No.
This is so
funny. I took them from somebody before too, so keep them going.
Well, I'm letting you know I'm taking them from you. This has been such a good time. I have laughed so much on this show. I've had a smile the whole time. I just want to say thank you to my guest again, Mr. Lamont Gray. I want to say to the listeners out there, I hope that you're inspired. It's always my prayer that someone at every show is motivated, encouraged, and definitely inspired to move forward to your purpose. Love where you, who you are. Love where you're from. And that's what we did tonight. We showed love for our home, where we're from, Tabor City, North Carolina. You guys go look it up at www.tabercitync.org. Go look it up. It's a small town, but it has big things. Big things come in small packages, and that's what Tabor City has to offer. You guys go look it up and look out, because there are some good things going on in Tabor City, and you'll hear me announcing them as they come along. As I hear about them, I'll announce them so you guys can know where to find it and where to go. I thank you all for listening. I thank you guys for being devoted listeners to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I love you all, and as I always say, good night and be blessed.